Chid Jimon. We had the privilege of sitting down with one of Tia Kavanaugh's mentors, Shirley Williams, a professor emeritus of Trent University. Shirley Williams is an accomplished educator of Anishinaabe culture and language. She has been in Peterborough for many years, but was born and raised at Wequemcon First Nation unceded territory on Manitoulin Island. At the age of 10, she attended St. Joseph's Residential School in Spanish River, Ontario.
My father used to make canoes, and we used to help. Like, my mother and I would help because I was the last one in the family to leave to go to residential school. Mm-hmm. So I stayed the longest. I didn't go to school until 10. They kept me at home. And the reason why he said that was I want one of my daughters to learn the language. All the elders are coming and they're only speaking the language and they don't want no part of the culture. Mm. So I want one that will learn these things. Mm. Then he turned around and says, you don't know why I'm telling you this, but someday you will understand. He kept me from going to residential school until the age of 10, so I worked a lot. I saw a lot of things that they did throughout seasons and that. And I got to participate and I got to learn all kinds of things. So in one of the, because our life was on fishing and trapping and hunting, we did all of those and berry picking and gathering. And one of the things that we gathered was birch bark. And birch bark was used for many things that some of my mother used to make crafts in order to sell to have income in the family. And the other was to make birch bark canoes. And some of them were small, some of them were big. And then we used to make big ones, for him to go fishing or whatever. Whenever we did the canoe, though, he would start from bottom. He would measure how long the boat would be, and you put stakes on the ground. And then he would put the ribs, like certain wood, how it would go. And then after he made the rib, and then we would turn it over. And then we would put the birch bark and that. Everything was really homemade from the land and things like that. So whenever we did that, our job, my mother's job, was to go and melt the gum off the trees. And that was our job. And then we would put it in a container. And that's what he would use for glue, to seal it, yeah. And all of those canoes that we hardly ever had a chance to use our own that he made because people would come and buy them off him. And so at that time, it was a big expense of $300, something like that.
Miigwech, thank you for listening to these stories. The Jimon and Dewem Gunnon Pocket Park is here for you to enjoy thanks to a lot of collaboration and generous support. Shimigwech to Tia Kavanaugh, Madeline Weetung, Shirley Williams, and Terry Musgrave for sharing their stories. Shimigwech to Kim and Mark Zippel for sponsoring the canoe art piece. A special Shimigwech to Mary Alice, Monty Taylor of Curve Lake First Nation for the naming of our project, which has placed its roots here within Ngutchwinnon.